January 9th, 2023. Powerful witchcraft being done against Christians. After praying earlier that day for God to show me what was going on with so many attacks against His lambs, especially those who are fighting on the front lines, the Lord gave me a night vision where He revealed to me what was taking place. In the middle of the night, I was shown that even though many believers were praying against these things, there were always small areas, things that were not addressed in prayer and taken care of. As I continued to watch, I noticed how sometime later these things were unearthed by witches through witchcraft and brought back to life in that person's life, even stronger than before. As I continued to watch, I noticed that the people were attached to these things that were not effectively dealt with, eradicated and destroyed. I was shown how afterwards these things were brought back to life. I tried to warn the people. I tried to tell the people to repent and get rid of these sins, to get rid of the leaven for good. Yet my warnings went unheeded. Some of these things that I saw had the form of a pet, like a cute pet puppy. However, as I continued to watch, I noticed that as these puppies grew, they became much more difficult to control. They eventually turned on the people who owned them and bit them really hard, causing festering wounds that became very difficult to heal. I was awakened and wrote it down in the middle of the night so as to remember it. Many Christian believers have been experiencing unprecedented demonic attacks in the last several months. Although we know from Scripture that these things will take place in the lives of believers, what has been taking place lately is not normal. As these attacks are coming in waves, one after another, revelation from the Lord is needed to discern what is going on and why these things are happening. After all, Christian believers are supposed to be protected by the Almighty through the blood of Jesus Christ. However, whenever doors are left open in the lives of people or not shut completely, it allows for these agents of darkness to take advantage and exploit these weaknesses in their lives. I noticed that the witchcraft that these witches are using is very powerful, as they are now getting assistance from legions of demonic hordes that have been loosed on the face of the earth for the final battle. I will be addressing this and many other areas in our present teaching series, Revelations Beyond the Veil, as well as Messages from Beyond the Veil. We are living in very perilous times. We are going to need divine revelation from heaven in order to be able to be better prepared for what is presently coming against us and be able to make it through the approaching storm. May the Almighty grant us the wisdom and discernment to receive His warnings and the strength to do what is right. Job 33:14-18. For God speaks once, yea twice, yet man perceives it not. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls upon men, in slumberings upon the bed. Then He opens the ears of men and seals their instruction, that He may turn man from his purpose and hide pride from man. He keeps back his soul from the pit and his life from perishing by the sword. Isaiah 54:17. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, says the Lord. Psalm 91:9-11. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your habitation, there shall no evil befall you, neither shall any plague come near your dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over you, to keep you in all your ways. we invite you to visit Augusto's website, theappearance.com. There you'll find all of his audio and video teachings, as well as newsletters, questions and answers, dreams and visions, and other resources.